Now has the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. At the outset, I would like to thank the representative of my country, Iraq, as coordinator on this item for her efforts in fulfilling this task. Madam Chair, Iraq has adopted national legislations, and my country remains committed to support international peace and security. That's why the law on acceding the CCM is also an obligation for us to fulfill the implementation of all the provisions. We have enacted many legislations in order to limit the use of explosives, and this was mentioned in the Criminal Code of 1969, according to some legal articles that prohibit the use, possession, or stockpiling of any explosives that could cause harm to people or even death. Madam Chair, in the same context, and given to the rapid technological developments and the various methods used in explosives, we have passed new laws by some government entities in order to limit the use of explosives. This further promotes the convention, namely the following laws the following order. The law on customs on 1984, law number 13 of 2005, the law of the high entity on explosives in Kurdistan, and also the law on civil defense number 44 of 2013. The law on weapons and arms number 51 of 2017. Madam Chair, finally, the convention is a main component of international humanitarian law and also a comprehensive legal framework that could limit the contamination by cluster munitions. We would like to mention that the national laws enforced in Iraq, as well as various administrative measures taken by the government, cover all the terms and provisions of Article 9 of the Convention, and this secures the prohibition of cluster munitions in Iraq and also highlights the progress in this field. Thank you.